Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Bill Bullard of RCAF joining us. We're back with Bill in just a moment.
Glyphosate has and can be a trusted herbicide for all area farmers, but some weeds are becoming resistant to glyphosate. Johnston Enterprises would like to invite you to join with Bear Crop Science in a proactive effort to fight resistant weeds and ensure profitable farming in Oklahoma for many years to come. Visit our website at www.jeinc.com. That's www.jeinc.com, and click on the Respect the Rotation tab for more details.
Hey neighbors, the 50th annual production sale of the Messner Ranch coming Saturday, February 5th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 30 bred Hereford heifers, and a small group of Angus heifers as well. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-552-1555 or Milt Messner, 580-273-9494. Messner Ranch 50th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 5th at the Ranch Slap Out. This past week, we reported that the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association had come to an agreement over what was called a compliance review this past summer of how checkoff monies were being spent by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a primary contractor of the Cattlemen's Beef Board for the beef checkoff. USDA's Ag Marketing Service signed off on the agreement at the end of this last week. Now, RCAF USA crying foul, saying that they believe that the review should be reopened. They're requesting NCBA's contract with the Cattlemen's Beef Board be suspended and a full, complete investigation into NCBA and how they use checkoff monies be looked at by Uncle Sam. Bill Bullard is CEO of RCAF USA.
We believe that there are criminal activities involved here. The NCBA has been a principal contractor for about 20 years. And they know what are proper expenditures and what are not. Obviously, they have been gaming the system, and now recently they have been caught. We want the Justice Department to initiate a complete and full investigation into all of the expenditures by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association regarding the use of the beef checkoff money. And we think that this limited audit that was conducted last year of only a very small sampling of actual transactions is only the tip of the iceberg, where now they found $217,000 in improper use of the checkoff program. We believe that that number is likely to rise into the millions after a full investigation is complete.
Bullard admits they have no proof of additional wrongdoing, but he says the dollar amount involved justifies further investigation.
Well, this is based on the small sampling that has been represented as being as small, perhaps, as only 1% of the transactions. But when you find $217,000 in inappropriate expenses from just a typical compliance review as was conducted in 2010, that's an indicator that you need to dig further. And this is a program that is generating about $70 to $80 million a year. Much of that is controlled by the NCBA. I do not think it is beyond the realm of possibilities that we could be looking at millions of dollars instead of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And Bill Bullard says that RCAF has asked for and gotten an appointment for a meeting next week with AMS officials at USDA to talk about their concerns regarding the beef checkoff. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It begins at noon Saturday, February the 5th, the 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. There'll be 38 head of high-quality bulls from well-known cattlemen in Western Oklahoma, including Angus, Red Angus, Polled Hereford, and Composite. You can get a catalog by calling Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 5th, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
Remember, previous Beef Buzz is available at our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.